Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
All right, we are joined by Mike Kliss from 9 News. Here's Mike. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi. There you are.
Yeah, there we are.
Sounds a little funny, funky, but...
We got you.
Doing okay.
The news caught us by surprise about Von Miller being diagnosed with COVID-19. Why don't you break down the timeline for us and your conversation with Von earlier today?
Yeah, it sounded like it was a pretty recent thing. Just like a couple days ago, he had a cough and, you know, didn't think much of it because he's asthmatic, as everyone knows. And he was, you know, sleeping, I guess, at night, and his girlfriend said that cough sounds different. And they tried a nebulizer, which is what he used at halftime. Sometimes you see him with it on the sidelines, and he tried to use the nebulizer for a day or so. It didn't work like he had thought, so his assistant, Marnie Colbert, said, you need to get tested. So they called Dr. Garrity, the Broncos doctor, and this was 2 days ago. Dr. Garrity, I'm not sure exactly where or how the test was administered. I think it was over at Vaughn's house in Denver. And within 2 days, the test came back, and he's positive. And Vaughn was saying there's really no medicine to take. He's just quarantined for at least 2 weeks, and we'll see where it goes from here. But he sounded in good spirits, guys. He said, I'm still Vaughn. He doesn't feel sick. At no time he really felt sick. It was pretty much a cough, he was telling me. But it just goes to show, I think he wanted to bring some awareness for some people out there that the symptoms can be many and they can be few.
Mike, with Vaughn having the pre-existing condition of asthma, and we are hearing how, you know, a lot of these cases out there where folks catch COVID-19, it's their pre-existing conditions that really either makes the illness worse or in some cases leads to their demise in some ways. Was Vaughn concerned about his asthma and its effects upon, you know, his diagnosis with this virus?
You know, he mentioned asthma a couple times before he kind of cut the interview short and said, you know, I'm just finding out. He had found out about it basically a little more than an hour before the news broke and before I talked to him. So he still had a lot of questions. But, yes, I have heard, as you just explained there, Chad, you know, being an asthmatic may have, you know, compromised him somewhat for this virus. It may have made him a little more susceptible because he said, you know, he's been home for about 4 weeks from, you know, we all know he was training out in the Bay Area, but he'd been home when everything shut down. He got home 4 weeks ago. It's been 5 weeks now. And he said he was just hanging out at home when he started feeling the cough. So, you know, I think the asthma probably, I shouldn't say probably, you know, there's reason to wonder if maybe that made him vulnerable.
How strict had Vaughn been following the guidelines that we're all supposed to be following, at least to the degree that you're aware?
In the conversation I had with him, which was about a little over 2 minutes, he started it off by saying he was just hanging out at his crib, and he has been hanging out at his crib. So that, you know, that implies that he had been obeying like everybody else. I've never been to his house, but, you know, from what I understand, you know, if you're going to be quarantined, that house is probably a good place to do it.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because there was a CBSSports.com story about Vaughn getting a tattoo in the past week. And I've heard from other people that have seen Vaughn post multiple videos of him working out with four or five other people. So I'm just curious if there's reason to believe he was okay. He was at the crib.
You're right. I think he has multiple people living with him, and working out with four or five people, he could have been doing that at his house. In fact, that's what I always thought, was that he was working out at home. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. So, yeah.
All right.
These are good questions. These are good questions on how he contracted the virus.
Yeah, because if Vaughn wants to be an example of, because, for example, there were three Avs players who had been diagnosed with COVID-19, and we don't know who they are. So, let me ask you this. How did this come out? Did Vaughn contact somebody in the media? I mean, Ian Rappaport was the first to report on it.
His agent, Joby Brannion, contacted Ian to notify him. And as I understand, Vaughn wanted to go public with this. And that's what the Broncos statement said, too. He elected to go public with this, I guess, to raise awareness. So,
all right.
I think he might be talking. There was some talk that he was going to have a conference call with the local media tomorrow. That's not official or anything, but there's obviously more questions to ask Vaughn about this, and I'm sure Vaughn. As I hung up, Vaughn said he had a lot of questions.
Right.
So, we'll. You know, it's a scary deal, and I think when someone like Vaughn gets it, I think it really hits home a little harder for everyone, around here, in the Denver and the sports landscape.
Good job, Mike. We really appreciate it. That's we thank you, Mike, very much. That's Mike Kliss from 9 News.
9 News Broncos insider Mike Kliss is presented by Right Way Roofing. Do it the right way.
Okay, interesting stuff, Chad, and I'm sure we'll have more conversation about this as the night goes on. One thing we are doing is we're paying attention to Pat Shurmur and what he's doing in terms of what might make sense for the Broncos. We'll get to that coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.